This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Chris Jansen. So, Chris, we often talk about in our previous podcasts, one of the first things that people should quite often be doing is becoming aware of a situation, a problem, or something they would like to change. And it's quite often that awareness that can empower them to put an action plan in. But becoming aware of something can be a bit of a challenge in itself. What kind of experience do you have with trying to get yourself to become aware of what's going on right now?
Well, that's a good question, Paul. And I think all awareness or generating self-awareness of any situation really comes from asking yourself the right questions. And how that actually plays itself out is by asking yourself the question. Sometimes the question can be as simple as why, and why is that? So if you find yourself thinking something in a certain situation and either you like it or you don't, just by asking yourself why, and you come up with an answer, and then you can ask yourself again, why is that, if that is your answer? And you can actually go through a process where even asking why five times in a row can get you really down to the core of the thought or the belief or the issue that you've been having with that situation. So just asking yourself questions can be a really powerful thing.
And also being honest with yourself, I think, because let's face it, we're quite a way through the beginning part of the year now. What are we, 6 weeks?
Yeah,
so you're good at maths, aren't you? How much of that is of the year gone past already?
That's actually 1/8.
Okay.
it's 1/8 of the year through, and it doesn't sound like much, 1/8, but in 6 weeks doesn't sound much in the grand scheme of a year, and it's certainly, I'm sure most people would feel like New Year's Eve was not that far away, or not that far past, but it's a significant amount of time has passed where at this point, probably most people, if they're, you know, if they're the type that starts off the year with some New Year's resolutions or some goals, 6 weeks is pretty much more than enough time to either have started to take some action and make some progress, or you've completely stalled and you haven't done a thing yet. And that's a really important to get awareness on, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was talking about the honesty of the fact that, you know, we're 1/8 of the way through the year already, and we have to look at ourselves honestly and say, okay, well, what did I plan to do at the beginning of the year? Am I doing it? Is it working for me? If it's not, why not? And do I need to set some new goals, for example, some new priorities?
Yeah, especially you said, you know, if you started the year with some goals, well, also the situation may be, what if you didn't start the year with any goals and you're still either waiting for the right time or waiting for something else to happen outside of you before you can really get clear on what you want to do this year? Well, perhaps now is the time. Now is the time to actually sit down and either evaluate, get awareness on what you've done so far, or to begin anew.
Yeah, I mean, for example, this morning I did a quick evaluation, well, actually last night, and decided that I wasn't going to the gym enough. I hadn't been in the last week or so. So this morning I made sure my alarm was set for an hour earlier, so I got up at 6 and got my very tired body over to the gym. And it felt fantastic after I'd been there for sort of 45 minutes or so. And throughout the day, it's been great to have that energy. But it was even more satisfying when I knew that helped me keep myself on track to the goal that I had set at the beginning of the year, which was to go to the gym on a regular basis. And I had sort of made myself aware. I did an evaluation yesterday and realized that I wasn't doing enough. And just a small tweak, which, it, you know, it sounds horrible to get up an hour earlier, but when you do it, it's actually not that bad.
And again, that's a great example, Paul. For people out there who are listening to this, or to our listeners, what advice would you have for someone who's maybe making progress and how to get maybe clear on on why they're making that progress, or why is that working for them? Or maybe there's an area where they're not making progress, and how do they get awareness as to, you know, what's happening and how to improve that?
Well, one of the tools that I have used that we were given at the coaching academy that we both trained at is the Wheel of Life. And it sounds all very holistic and quite out there, but actually it's just a very, very simple tool and a great way of having a look at where you are right now. And what are you doing, and what areas in your life do you need to focus on that little bit more? What I'm going to do is I'm going to post a copy of this onto the website, but I'll talk through a brief description. I'm sure that you're aware of it too, Chris, so jump in there if there's anything I miss out. But basically it's a sort of an A4 piece of paper with a circle on it, divided up into 4 or 8, really, it's, you know, however complicated you want to make it yourself, and then smaller circles, so probably about 3 or 4 circles within that, and in the central area of that circle.
So for clarity, Paul, that it's designed like a target, yeah?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, absolutely, like a target. So in the center of that target, in the smallest ring, where you have the dividers up, type in or write in onto your page the top areas of your life that are most important to you. So it could be, for example, your work life, your social life, your family life, so your wife or your children. It's probably a good idea to have at least health in there as well, and maybe money too. It really depends on what your values are. And by having those in there, the first thing you can do is grade yourself on each one. Give yourself a mark out of 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, you can then very quickly and very easily see which ones are scoring high and which ones are not. And those that are not, you can probably have a look at maybe your values or your understanding of what's important to you in that particular section aren't quite aligned with what you're doing, or it's just simply something that you need to work at.
Mm. So if maybe for those who are in their car listening to this, or on the treadmill on their iPods listening to this, if they don't have a chance right in front of them, maybe what's a suggestion is just to think of one area, one goal you had at the start of the year, or one area of your life where you really wanted to make some progress this year. And if there's one area where you haven't made quite the progress you've wanted to, or maybe more specifically, you haven't taken the actual action that you wanted to, Really get clear as to why. What's holding you back? Could it be, what are some of the reasons what would prevent people from taking the action, even if it's a goal that they were really interested in, Paul?
Well, I guess one of the first things that tends to trip people up is they don't actually have all the tools or the resources, you know, it could be people, it could be things, that are helping them achieve their goal. Sometimes they just haven't engaged the right people. So resources is a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think another one is time.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically is how have they managed their time, or managed themselves as time passes, to create time to do what they want to do and not get caught up in other people's demands.
Yeah,
and a lot of people use time as an excuse for not getting what they wanted.
And the great example of that was me having to get up an hour earlier to do what I wanted.
You're obviously committed enough to make that happen, yeah.
Committed or mad enough, I don't know what it is. But
maybe a bit of both.
I really wanted to do it that bad. So yes, I guess I got up a bit earlier to do it. Yeah. So, yeah. So those are the two main things I can think of. What else are there?
Sometimes it can even just be fear. It can be a fear that it's going to be too hard, or it's a fear that I don't really know where to begin, so I'm not going to begin yet. Or it's a fear of, if I actually spend time on doing that, then I won't have time to do other things that I really want to do as well. So people get caught in this vicious cycle of going nowhere. And so I think their fears really hold them back as well.
Absolutely. So how would you make these fears or restrictions? What would you do? Would you note these down on the Wheel of Life as well? Is that, or if you're in your car and you've only got one, what would you do?
Well, I think it was said at the start, just asking yourself a question. Get really clear as to what's holding you back. There has to be a reason. If you haven't taken action now, it's got to be one of two things. An action on a goal from the start of the year. It's either there's some sort of fear, and even if it's a very mild fear, sometimes it's a strong word, but there's some reason, a negative reason why you haven't taken that action. There's something that you believe that needs to happen before you can take any action.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get really clear on that, and then you can address that and ask yourself, once you're really clear on what that point is, ask yourself, is that true?
Yeah.
Is that really true? Does my story hold up? And in all likelihood, while your fear may be real, the reason you're afraid of may not be a strong enough reason to not take any action at all.
Yeah.
So fear is the first thing, which is the most common thing. The second thing is, if you haven't taken action, well, maybe the goal wasn't that exciting to you in the first place. Maybe it seemed like it at the moment, but perhaps you haven't just clearly articulated clearly articulated it to yourself. Well, easy for me to say articulate. To yourself in a way that really generates some passion and some energy and some excitement about going after this. Goals shouldn't feel like they're tasks on your to-do list for the year. They should be something that really energizes you and really gets you juiced for going after it.
Mm.
So if there's a goal on your list that you haven't really taken action on, maybe it's because you're not that excited about it. And maybe you just need to refresh your mind on what's the reason behind that? What's the why? What's the purpose of that goal? What is it going to get you? And really get yourself associated to that. As I often say, it's either find a bigger reason or find a bigger goal.
Absolutely. Now, on the wheel of life, that's actually the next two circles as we move out of the main circle in the center. The first one out there would be then what's stopping you from achieving that. And then the following on from that is why. Why is this a goal for you? What's important about it? And why do you want to change it? The circle just outside of that one is going to be where you want to be. And then the final section of that section for your life, your health, your wealth, whatever, is going to be what's your next step.
Yeah. And I think the final point I would say is, not to sound all doom and gloom, but I'm sure there are lots of people out there who are making some great progress on some goals, and they are very, very excited. So there's lots of positive things to learn from as well. And I think for those areas of your life where you are making some great progress, that's a great way to learn what really works for you. And still ask yourself the questions, why? Why am I making this progress? How energizing is the goal? Or what have I done to really encourage myself to take action? And Paul, what are some of the common ways that people do take action or encourages people to take action?
Well, one of the best ways of getting motivated for a lot of people is to actually sort of recruit a friend onto their calls. So if they've got somebody to go to the gym with or somebody to go on a diet with, it makes things a lot easier for them to do that. And just creating a whole atmosphere of that you want to work together to achieve a similar purpose is usually a great way of motivating people into doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it's also just creating the right environment where you've created the supportive environment yourself. So if it's worked for you in putting some time aside to finally do some of the reading you wanted to, well, how did you manage to put that time aside for that goal, but not for the other goals? And how could you set aside more time for those other goals?
Yeah. And the great thing also about doing this kind of wheel of life or whatever you want to do to record what you are doing right now and where you are and where you're going is that in 6 months, a year's time, you can look back at this record and it's a fantastic motivational tool because you can see that you really have come on such a long way and that you may not have even realized it.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, I think that we're out of time now. So I think thanks for all your thoughts and we'll speak to you next time.
Pleasure as always. Take care, Chris. So for our listeners, what we've done is we've taken a copy of The Wheel of Life and we've put it onto our website. So if you are listening to this via iTunes, then go to actionpodcast.com and you will find the latest podcast is listed there on our website, along with a copy of The Wheel of Life. So have a look, download it, have a play around with it, and let us know how you get on. Good luck.